Welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour with Katie Lamb.
Hello.
With Joel, the producer.
Hey.
Myself, Leechy, the anchor.
Team.
And Two Buttons, Andrew Embley.
Team.
Team, how are we?
Yeah. Two Buttons. Oh, sorry, are we about to start a football game? Righto, guys.
Hey,
this is what we're going to have to do today to get
W. This is what we're going to do. All right. There's going to be times, Lammy.
Again, like today.
Last quarter.
Today I've noticed it more than ever. The unbuttoned shirt of Andrew Embley. That's why I mentioned him as Two Buttons.
Right.
I noticed that the whole sales team were in today, so I thought I'd just go one less.
The computer screen is actually covering his chest, which is good because I do
see
find
chest,
it offended.
See my chest. See my chest.
Just a lot of grey hair.
A lot of grey hairs, I know. Have you thought about shaving that or dyeing your hair?
What is your chest hair?
Like black?
Why don't you dye your chest
hair? What scene is this one from?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Okay. It's one of your three go-tos, I reckon.
I know. When we did those Friday lines, the Wolf of Wall Street was never on there at all.
So
you wouldn't have said Friday lines and the Wolf of Wall Street in the same sentence.
What a show today, guys. First of all, pointy pineapples.
Pointy pineapples.
Bit delayed there, but well done.
Still it again.
I'm still in North Korea.
Pointy pineapples.
Yeah, we need to talk about the Supreme Leader of North Korea over there.
I know.
I mean,
Leechy.
If I dressed up enough, I reckon I could pull off a Kim Jong-un look anyway.
I'm so Ronry.
It was North Korea was an answer in Battle of the Burbs. Leechy made an outrageous statement that there's, a few positives of living in North Korea. We were like,
because the offer was that our loser would go and live in North Korea.
And now we've decided as a team that you have to move to North Korea for 1 month.
1 month.
And we're doing it as a story arc.
We want you to write a report, like a school paper.
You've lost me.
It's a good story arc, I reckon.
It's a great story arc.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to go over there. You just switch off because you're not allowed internet.
Yes.
Can you still
I wouldn't mind
the show?
That.
I can't believe you didn't lead with barbecue chicken as one of the positives of living over in Korea.
The Supreme Leader chicken that's doing the rounds,
mate,
in Uber Eats and stuff.
Unbelievable chicken,
like that.
Yeah, fried chicken in Korea.
Yeah, it's true.
North or South, I'm not sure.
Imagine if we...
Or is it?
Yeah, if we did send Leechy, like if you're going like, I'm really concerned that I've only got a one-way ticket to North Korea. Is there a reason why you guys haven't got my return flight?
We're sending you back on a rocket.
I don't think you'll be coming back.
That's an assumption.
Assumption. All right.
Today on the show, are they too stubborn to change? And when did you accidentally destroy something? We had some ripping calls on that.
And his lordship.
Oh, yes.
Big Bad Baz.
Yes.
Oh, yes, lordship. Of course.
You reckon he's going to, get
North
deep
Korea?
Into politics?
Yes.
He's getting deep into politics the way he chatted to us.
Supreme Leader Basil Zemplis.
Yeah, exactly right. Don't you worry about
that. He and Kim Jong-un would get along, I reckon.
Oh, then a spa.
In what way?
Then having a spa date together, I'm sure.
Spa.
Here's your Rush
what
Hour
would
podcast.
Kim Jong-un wear? Speedos?
He'd wear the same grey suit, I reckon, in the spa.
Just like a wetsuit. Yeah.
Here's your podcast.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza floriate in a loo, Wanneroo, and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree,
with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley.
From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.
Right now, 133353. Are they too stubborn to change?
And the reason we're asking this is because our good friend, City of Perth, Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis, is taking aim at the WA Premier about our limited trading hours on weekends.
Yes.
He's saying it's prehistoric, right? So as you know, on weekends, you get to the shops and you're like, oh my God.
Well, we know the big chains like Coles and Woolworths, they actually don't open to 11 o'clock. Now, that used to be okay when we were young, dumb and, full of energy.
And
we would sleep in and wake up at 10 to 11 and go, you know what? Great, no worries. We'll go and get a feed.
100%.
Because it's 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
But now I've got kids. They wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Even if you haven't slept.
It feels like nighttime by the time something's open.
So more than 15 years ago, trading hours on the other side of the country, those who we shall not know, they basically got rid of that rule. So all that became deregulated. But WA, for whatever reason, we still do it unless you're a business who wants to pay for an exemption.
We're just behind.
We're behind, aren't
we? We're behind more than 2 hours as well.
Are we just too stubborn to change? Like, my parents still have a home phone.
Home phone?
And when it rings, kid you not.
They don't pick it up, surely, do they?
When it rings.
But it sounds like an
old
phone.
At mum. There it is. I look at mum. She just continues cooking. I look at dad. He just turns up the news. Like, no one's answering
well,
the phone.
Pick it up.
So
what's the point of having the home
take
phone?
Take it away. I literally messaged them before. I said, hey, why do you still have a home phone? Dad says, don't know. Mum said, I think I got told it makes our phone bill cheaper. How?
What?
That doesn't make sense.
It makes no
sense. It's stubborn to change. Get rid of it.
I went home to my parents' house the other day and it felt like a bomb was going off in the laundry. I said, what the hell? What's, Mum, what's that? She goes, it's your father. He's washing his golf balls in the washing machine again. I said, just go and buy some new golf balls, Dad. No, it's the principal. He likes to wash his secondhand golf balls in the washing machine and then polishes his balls.
What?
He
likes to polish his balls, does
yes.
he? Well, that's something that goes on in the Embley household.
Yeah, well, he's stubborn. He's not going to change.
Are they too stubborn to change? Maybe it's your parents. Maybe you've got a friend who's just an old soul. You know, we've got some friends who are like, oh, I don't do social media, and it's like, that's fine, but like, you know what I mean? Just get with the times.
Okay. TikTok queen.
Joel, our producer. You've got stubborn parents.
Oh, can't hear you, Joel.
Oh.
Anyway, we'll come back to Joel in just a sec when he figures out his...
My...
Oh, sorry, mate. Wrong
there
button.
There we go.
Oh, you just need
He's
to find
too
the right
stubborn
button.
To use the right button.
Yeah, classic ginger move there. Sorry, guys. No, my dad actually is the most stubborn human in the world. Scuba Steve, as he's politely known as, refused to get a smartphone for a long time and finally got him to get one, and I'm trying to teach him to use the Apple Pay.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And just refuses. Nah, it's the dumbest thing in the world. Like, Dad, it's two clicks on the side. He's like, Nana, I use my card because I don't want Steve Jobs stealing all my money. I'm like, Dad, Steve Jobs is dead.
It's like my partner Dean's, right? She still prints out a hard copy of tickets. So when you're going to festivals and stuff, everyone just shows the barcode on the phone.
Yes.
She'll print out like an A4 piece of paper. I'm just like, oh, you're going to get it laminated as well and pop it around your neck like endless.
Hey, we've got tickets. Like, you don't actually have to have your A4 piece of paper saying tickets for sale or can I buy some tickets? No. You can just use your phone.
Just use your barcode.
It's 2024.
Sherry Lee's in Armidale. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
G'day, Sherry Lee. Are we still just too stubborn to change?
I am. I don't like text messages. I still write messages like pen to paper.
What?
The other day I sent a telegram to Queensland, but like hand wrote it, took a photo and then sent it and asked to be read out.
What?
At a wedding.
Sherry Lee.
Oh, my Lord.
I understand
didn't
when you send
time.
Like a telegraph to a wedding to get read out. I can understand that. But if you just want to just have a chat with someone, you'll just write something in a bit of paper and just send it over to them?
Yeah, sometime, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So you just don't do emails, text messages?
No, because people misconstrue what you're trying to say. And also predictive text sometimes changes the messages, and I'll hit send before I,
I meant to send duck.
So, Sherry, have you ever written a letter to someone just saying, hello, how are you?
No, not really.
No.
I get oi all the time. People send me oi, A-O-I, and I go, who is this?
Oh, my God, but what happens when you need an immediate response? Do you try and call them first?
Oh, no, nobody responds anyway.
Oh, Sherry Lee.
Do you get any telegraphs back, Sherry Lee?
Telegraphs?
No, I had to find out if the telegram was read out and they didn't even read it out.
Oh, no.
Well, because they were waiting for your bloody email.
I know, I'm still waiting for my invitation to the wedding.
Good on you, Sherry Lee. Thank you. We are obviously talking about this because of our City of Perth Lord Mayor Basil Zemplis.
Please rise for the Right Honourable, the Lord Mayor of Perth, Mr. Basil Zemplis.
Thanks, Basil.
Oh, he's with us right now.
Basil Zemplis, how are we, Baz?
If you want something changed, you just send it out to the big Baz. How are you, Baz? Welcome to the Rush Hour.
Magnificent embers, Katie. Tremendous to be back on Triple M, especially with that intro. Perfect stuff.
Anything for you, Baz. Now, what do you think about this prehistoric rule with our limited trading hours on weekends?
It is prehistoric. I mean, it's from the Dark Ages. And, you know, we're marketing ourselves as an international destination. We're trying to attract as many events and as many people here as possible. And yet, if they came here for one of the big footy matches or a concert or any of the other brilliant events that we have, the shops are shut at 5 o'clock on a Saturday and can't open again until 11 o'clock on a Sunday. It just doesn't make sense anymore.
Why, Baz? Why? Why are we stuck in our own ways?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the Labor government haven't been prepared to look at deregulating the shopping hours and allowing the shops to open. And And my argument is, look, even if the government don't want to let the shops open those extra hours right around the metropolitan area, at the very least, in our central hub in the city, which is the mecca of our tourist destination that is international Perth, at least let the shops open in the city heart those extra hours. It is frustrating. It's an old way of thinking, and it is time we got with the programs.
Yeah, 100%. And how are we going to get this forward? Because I reckon you've got everyone behind you when you say that we need this changed.
Look, I tell you how we'll get everybody behind us, and I think you'll both understand this. Even, you ready for this?
Oh.
Even Adelaide has deregulated their shopping hours.
Oh, no.
The shops are allowed to stay open after 5 o'clock on a Saturday in Adelaide, and wait for it, newsflash, they're open before 11 o'clock on a Sunday.
Oh,
now, if Adelaide can do it, are you really telling me we can't do
that's
it here?
We're the laughing stock of the country, clearly, if Adelaide are doing it.
Not good. And we've got direct flights coming from all over the world. When they get off the direct flight from Rome or from Paris or from Johannesburg or from India, do you reckon the shops are shut at 10:45 on a Sunday? No, they're not.
Absolutely not.
Jeez, they'd be thinking we're having public holidays every single day. Written and authorised by Bees Emblers, Liberal Party, Perth. Good on you, Baz.
Beautifully said, Embers. Couldn't have said it better myself.
Get on you, Baz.
Get on you, Basil. Deary me. If Adelaide are doing it.
Mate, if Adelaide are doing it, I'm so embarrassed.
No.
If Adelaide are doing it, we should be doing it.
Anyway. Before I hit the sting for our big $2,000 we could give away tomorrow, Andrew Embley, bit of news circulating around the West Coast Eagles.
That's right. Harley Mania Reid, a little bit of talk right now that he won't play this week for no other reason, but it sounds like that the West Coast Eagles will rest their young superstar.
Which I find wild because you could go 3 from 3 and they have a good chance at beating Gold Coast with Harley Reid. And then I don't know who they're
it's maybe bigger picture kind of stuff right now. You're right. I mean, Harley, I think everyone wants to see out there playing. But it's been a big few weeks for him. So if that's the way that West Coast lean, and my understanding is from what I've been hearing, West Coast will announce that on Thursday when it comes to team selection.
Okay. We'll find out more about that in the next couple that's of days up. Or so. It's a bit of a shame, but young kid, why not? Time now for this.
Looking for your next move in mining and construction? Your success, our service. Silverstone. The Rush Hour Suburban Search for Silverstone.
Harley Reid might be resting, but we are not.
No
way.
We
are giving away $2,000. Thanks to Silverstone, we are hiding, Embers, a silver chair.
That's right. We've been hiding a silver item for the last few weeks. There's been a silver football boot. There's also been a silver netball. And we just think that this is just silver stone. We're going to continue with the silver. As you said, a silver chair sometime tomorrow afternoon after 4:30. And if you're the first to find it, we're going to give you $2,000.
Now, we know yesterday we gave away the clue. 45 kilometres south of Perth CBD, so that's a fair way.
All right. Now, this is the second clue. And considering that there's only 3 clues, this is very important to listen to. Because the second clue is dog friendly.
Oh, I mean.
Oh, well, now you've said it. Now I'm just like, oh, obviously I know where it is.
Okay.
Dog friendly.
Dog friendly.
So 45Ks south of the CBD and dog friendly. They're our 2 clues. Now, I reckon that's pretty. I mean, once you do the sort of like, you know, go on Google Maps and have a look.
45 kilometres south of Perth CBD, dog friendly.
Yeah.
Is it a pet shop?
Oh, is it a dog park? Could be.
Is it?
Hang on. Don't give it away.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm not giving it away. We're giving ideas.
We don't know where we're going.
What happens if it is at a pet shop?
Well, we'll find out tomorrow. I mean, see what happens. Silverstone, today's talent, tomorrow's success.
Daniel John's going to be at a pet shop tomorrow.
Silverchair. Great song. Silverchair. That's what you're looking out for. Silverchair.
Yeah.
We haven't specified what that is. It could be Daniel John's.
I love the idea of Daniel John's.
Imagine if Daniel John's actually is just holidaying.
Just walking at
45Ks south somewhere.
It could be an album cover of Silverchair.
Frog Stomp.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be good.
A lot of teachers went on strike today, Embers, as you know.
Yes. Teachers, what are you doing that for?
Well, thousands of WA teachers,
Katie,
have gathered with angry signs to vent their frustration at the state government's refusal to meet their demands for higher pay and better conditions.
So they're after 12% more, is that right? Something like that.
Yeah. They deserve
a lot of money, correct. The teachers. I do agree with that.
I will say, just a shout out to some of the many teachers who were out there today, some amazing signs that were made. Amazing signs. Oh, my gosh.
Very
one of my favourites.
Clever. But you know what? Does it surprise you, though? Because teachers are clever people.
Exactly right. So one of them had the Bunnings colours and the Bunnings logo up there, and it said, teaching. Lowest wages are just the beginning.
Oh,
that
yes.
is just good humour.
Very clever. Yeah, to get a snaggy with that as well.
There was a pic of Elsa from Frozen.
Yes.
And it said, we won't let it go.
So good. I like that one.
Oh, I liked it. This one, a gigantic bra. My bra supports me better than you.
Very good. Yes, I like that one too.
And then this one. When you offered us an extra 0.25%, did you forget we teach maths too? I mean, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. That is brilliant.
But that got us thinking, Katie, yeah. because you and I, we feel like we should have been there because we're clever people too. And well, I know we're not teachers, but I feel maybe the next time they go on strike, they might be able to use some of our wisdom, some of the signs that you and I had decided to make up.
Well, I mean, there were many amazing signs, but a lot of people didn't have signs. So maybe next time, reach out to me and Embers at the Rush Hour and we can make you a sign.
We can write your sign for you.
All right. So if you were there, you were on strike today, what would
all right,
one
let's
of your
start
signs
with this
be?
Quote. You pay me more and then I'll teach or I'm getting nude at Swanbourne Beach.
That's good. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
We teach your kids important lessons in life, so give us more money. Stop spending it on your wife.
Oh, yeah. It's not bad. Not bad. All right.
That's good.
No more class and no more assemblies. Time to teach your own kids, Mr. Embley.
Oh, my God. How did I know that was coming as soon as I heard assembly? We teach your children and spend our holidays marking, and you're not even giving us enough money for parking.
Oh, yeah. Okay, final one for me,
Okay.
I'm on strike and off for a feed. Bugger you, children. You can get Hartley to read.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
Score check. North, 20. South, 31.
Four.
That is 11 points the difference, if my math is correct.
We've had enough. And we've been speaking about the fact that, well, South had just been too good and North, they've just been too bad. So rather than actually saying, come on, North, you can be better. We're just going to make North win today.
What? No, you can't do that.
What I have decided to do, because it's unfair, all right? And we're going to give North every single chance of winning because today's theme, so we love a theme.
Yes.
Right? All the questions, right?
Yep.
They are North related.
Wow.
I'm so sorry to Luke from Burragoon, Katie.
Luke from Burragoon, you're representing the South today. Hello, Luke.
G'day, guys. How you doing?
I mean, you must feel pretty flattered that we have to give Stuart from Chewett Hill from the North a handicap.
Well, you got to do what you got to do to help him out, don't you?
Well, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Exactly right.
And who knows? Luke might have dated a girl from the North or a guy. I mean, perhaps. It's 2024. I mean, who knows? But he could have dated someone from the North. Yeah.
I think that's been around for a while.
It's been around for a long time, but
Stuart from Chewett Hill, you're representing the North today. Hello, Stuart. Are you ready for your little North questions today?
Ready to go. I used to be married to someone from the South.
Oh, yeah.
Used to be? Okay, yeah. I can understand, yes. When you found out. Well, if you had found out she was from the South before you got married, you might have not married her. Oh, Stuart.
Who knows, mate?
Yeah. All right.
$100 on the line thanks to New Wealth. Make property investment possible. That's NU Wealth. Luke, your buzzer is South. Stuart, your buzzer is North. And it's the first of 2.2 wins. Gets a point on the board for their side of the river. And just reiterating and reading it from the sheet here, North-themed questions for the dumb people who live north of the river. Producer Joel, I will not have this sort of...
Oh, he's Cardinia scum.
Guilty. Also, Embers, we're not rigging the quiz for the North scum today, all right? The segment is sponsored. $100 cash will go to those who answer two out of the three questions correct. Thank you.
Question one.
All right. Name a place in Perth known for its nightlife with...
South? Or... Scarborough.
No. No, hang on. All right.
The full question is... Name a place in Perth known for its nightlife with bridge in the title.
North.
Carl Stewart.
North Bridge.
Oh, wow, how did you do it?
Oh, Lukey boy. He was keen. He just jumped in a little bit too early. All right. You need this, Luke, to stay in or North are going to get the point. Question number two. Name the AFL team whose mascot is a kangaroo.
South? AFL team, North Melbourne.
Wow, South, even though the North-themed questions, South just got the point.
That's pretty easy.
This is a decider. Are you both ready to go?
Ready.
Yep, I think so.
Okay, here we go. Kim Jong-un is the...
North.
South for the win.
North Korea.
Oh, my gosh, South do it again!
He's done it again. Lukey's just gone bang, 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 bang.
Oh, he tried to be easy for the North, but it couldn't be done. Luke, $100 from New Wealth. That is all yours.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. Thanks, guys.
You're
well
welcome.
Done, Stuart.
Stuart, just, unlucky.
Mate, you're unlucky. You played very well.
All good.
Just not well enough, sadly. Amandra Barr has been damaged by a fire early hours of this morning. The blaze believed to have started in a pot plant. So apparently DFES, right, this is like a common thing. You're not meant to put pot plants. I had this in my head ready to go. Joel, what is it again?
You don't want to put them near like glass windows because then you get like the magnifying
glass.
Like the magnifying
glass bowls, guys, as well.
Glass bowls. So there has been a bit of a blaze. It was contained after 20 minutes. But just imagine being that person who's accidentally put that pot plant there and just created this fire. I think it was a heritage bar, wasn't it?
Yeah, heritage listed area.
In Mantra. Yeah. When have you accidentally destroyed something? You didn't mean to, but you accidentally destroyed something.
Happened to me. So years ago, I went over to my mate's parents' house. So I was having a demolition party because they were building a new house. So they said, okay, you come up and smash the house. How exciting is this? And me and my mates, we all rocked up with baseball bats. Anyway, walked in the front door and the first thing I saw was this big stereo. So I've just got the baseball bat and I've smashed the stereo. I busted it. And they said, Embers, no, no. And I said, what? The only thing we couldn't actually smash that night was the stereo, so we had to smash the rest of the house with no music on all night because I'd smashed the stereo accidentally. Why aren't you laughing?
The reason I'm not laughing, and it is a great story, I'm not going to lie, but you have told that story about 57 times.
Yeah. I told that story before a few times.
You've done a Billy Brown, looks like he does the joke.
Have I really told? Sorry. I thought I was with Michelle again.
It is a good story, though, I will say.
It's a good story. 1-3-3-5-3
I laughed. I thought that was a really good one.
1-3-3-5-3
Yes.
When did you accidentally destroy something like a stereo?
Yes.
In a demolition sort of area.
Kylie's from A-Lands. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Kylie. Tell us, what did you destroy?
Three cars in one go.
Oh. Three cars in one
Doesn't
go.
Doesn't surprise me about you, Kylie.
How'd you manage to do that, Kylie?
So in Broome, there's a car park to the old Blockbuster and there was a dip into it. It was the middle of wet season and someone had also put oil in the water, like in the rain, like the puddles. So I've just come in normally and just skidded straight. Like I basically drifted straight into the side of these cars.
Drifted.
Like if there wasn't any cars there, it would have been an almighty, like, good thing to see on CCTV. But... Yeah, it was not a good thing to see on CCTV.
How much did that cost you, Kylie?
Well, I was very lucky. I was insured.
Oh, phew. Good.
Till midnight that night. I didn't know my insurance was going to expire.
Oh my Lord.
So it looked like the dodgiest, insurance claim. But,
totally.
Yeah.
Looked like a dodgy one. Yeah, you're sure it actually happened before midnight or 1 minute after, Kylie?
The CCTV camera proved.
Oh, good one.
God, that very is lucky. So lucky,
I love how
Kylie.
She just blamed like the little bit of water in the oil on the ground.
Just wasn't
not the way she
skitties.
Was driving.
Damo's in Karama. Hello.
Hello. How are we doing today, guys?
Going very well, Damo. Tell us when you accidentally destroyed something.
It would have been roughly 91, 92. I was a wee baby crawling around, bopping around to MC Hammer's Can't Touch This every time it came on.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Can't touch this. And I managed to lift myself up to get a hold of the CD cabinet.
Great.
And I managed to get hold of my father's brand new, very limited, special anniversary Led Zeppelin CDs.
Oh, no.
He has still to this day not found the CD versions of them. Ooh. You can get them on Spotify and everything else. But I used them as coasters on my hands and knees to bop around on.
Oh!
Damo,
you would have not been the favourite child.
No, still aren't.
Still aren't.
I don't blame.
I imagine why. Wowee. Yes. That is hectic, Damo. Once. You learnt your lesson?
Yeah, don't touch anything.
Touch this. Shelley's from High Wycombe. Hello.
Hi, hey, how are you going?
All right, Shelley, we're going well. Tell us what you did.
Oh, okay. So anyone who's Aussie and thorough Aussie will know what a 1970 XW GT is and how much it's worth and how sacred they are and rare. One of one, yeah?
All right.
So yes. The ex had one. He'd had it for 30 years.
Yep.
Brought his daughter home in it. Full nut and bolt resto. So I'm helping to sort parts out. Very hard to find original parts for.
I understand.
So I thought I'd pop this beautiful specimen of a taillight behind the rear tyre of his daily driver whilst we sorted out other parts. I've got a great memory. Not this time. The following day, he started up the old G6E, reversed out of his garage, and this horrible sound, I'm sure. Yeah. Yep.
Shelley,
did you just start crying immediately?
No, I did something else before I started crying, but yeah.
how many F words did you yell out?
Not out loud. There was some other choice words.
Oh, Shelley. Yeah. So did you manage to then find another one to replace
it? Yeah. No. Yeah, he has done. It's not the same.
Oh,
This was – he carted it around for 30 years ready to build this car back on.
Sounds like you love your cars too, Shelley.
I was devastated. It was like losing a child. That sounds terrible.
Yeah.
A child would have been preferable.
Honesty is the best policy, yes. Shelley. Good on you.
Is that why, is why you're the ex, by the way?
No. Okay. No, amicable. It's all good.
Good, Shelley. Yeah.
Good.
Good on you, Shelley. Right. Great call. Let's go to Rob in White Gum Valley. Hello.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Rob. Accidentally destroying something. Tell us what you did.
Yeah, I had an investment property up in Glenlow, and I had a really good tenant in there, Indian fellow, his family. And my mate, as a real estate, came over to do an inspection of the property. So we took our shoes off as respectful, and we went into the house and we're doing the inspection. And as my mate, he's quite big and aloof, yeah. He was coming down the stairs back into the main lounge room. But I noted when we came in that my tenant had made about 30 really freshly made puppet arms and laid them out in the sarong on the floor. And as my mate came down the last sort of steps, because he had his socks on, he slipped very quickly. And because he's so big and heavy, he kept flying forward and landed on top of all these puppet arms, you see. And every time he moved, he landed on more puppet arms until that 95% of them were just destroyed because he was just trying to tread around them. And, needless to say, my tenant passed his inspection, but it was so awkward. So,
he's just a puppet arm. Conundrum. Puppet arm. Yeah, I'm really trying to make something out of that.
Like embers there, Rob.
That is destroying a sentence in general.
Pushing your kids into this sport that you love, Katie. Interesting topic, especially for myself, because I've got four kids. Now, I would love all of them one day to grow up and maybe play AFL or play any sport that they want to play. So Autumn's my eldest. She is a really good basketballer.
She is, yeah.
I never played any basketball. So she's just basically gone down a path and she's really good at it. And I'm extremely supportive of her to go and do that. Then they've got the two boys at the moment and they like their football. I think they're good at football. And I'm not the kind of parent to go and push them into football. But if they want to play AFL, then I will let them know that there's, you know, they're going to have to do a lot more than playing on the iPads, or they have to go outside and they actually have to kick the football. And there's a, you know, yes, we want to play AFL. Yes, we want to do something. But what are you going to do about that to actually give yourself a chance of hopefully one day doing it?
Do they have any, either of them expressed that they would love to play
AFL? They would love to. Yes, okay. They certainly would. And I think they've got an enormous amount of ability, but as we know, ability will only sort of take you so far. So again, I am so supportive of whatever decision that they make. I will make sure that, okay, well, that's fine. You want to play AFL? Well, let's, you know, let's do something about it. Okay, let's, you know, go outside, let's run, let's go for a kick, let's handball, let's do all those kind of things to set them up. So I was having a good chat with Chris and Beck Judd about this actually recently when they were over here. We were having dinner one night and Beck was asking about the kids and then I sort of asked about their kids, in particular Oscar. So Oscar has become an extremely talented cricket player.
Right.
And I said to Beck, I said, like, cricket, like, I know Chris wasn't a cricketer, I know Beck wasn't a cricket. I said, how did Oscar get into cricket? And she said, I actually don't know, but he came home one day, had a cricket bat, and he just started hitting the ball by himself. And she goes, like, I'm not mad about it either, because, like, as we know, Chris Judd is arguably one of the greatest footballers of all time. So unfortunately, like it or not, Chris Judd's kids are always going to be compared to Chris Judd. So if he's playing another sport, like cricket, well, suddenly you're not going to compare Oscar Judd to Chris Judd because Juddy's never played cricket before.
Yeah, I think that's the downside to it, isn't it? Because you'd be so proud of, you know, your dad being one of the greatest of all time. But then if you did have an interest in going and pursuing football yourself and being compared and not being as good, there'd be a lot of pressure for you to be good.
Like, I remember when I was playing AFL football and my brothers, for example, they might have been playing, like, you know, year 10s or year 8s or a bit younger than me. Like, mum and dad would always hear, oh, that's Andrew Embley's brother. That's Andrew Embley's brother. And maybe sometimes they might say, oh, geez, he's not as good as Andrew Embley.
Yeah.
Like, there's always these comparisons, which I think is really unfair. Same with, I guess, my kids coming through. Like it or not, they're always going to be compared to their dad. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Andrew Embley's son. You know, is he any good? You know, he should be good because his dad played AFL football, but it's not necessarily the case at all.
So are you, like, semi-jealous that your, you know, Oscar has gone to cricket? Like, would you like for your boys to veer off?
No,
or would
not,
you?
Not necessarily. Like, I know that Oscar Judd, whatever he put his mind to, he's got, you know, very talented parents. So whatever Oscar puts his mind to, he's going to be very, very good at it. If he had have gone down the path of playing football, guess what? He probably would become a very, very good footballer. Mm. But it sounds like now that his cricket's just taken off. And if you see any of the Instagram posts that sometimes Beck puts up, like, he's a very, very good cricketer.
So when it comes to your sons, has there ever been, you know, them wanting to do something or with, you know, in football where you have been a bit apprehensive?
Yeah, okay. So just recently there's been a few state trials that the boys could potentially try out for, okay? So and anyone I think can try out for it. And I was chatting with the kid's mum and we were speaking about it and this might come across unfair, but I decided not to allow the kids to try out.
Right.
I just felt they were just a little bit too young, in particular Van, who's 10 years of age.
Yeah,
okay. Right? So I thought, like, if I'm not saying Van is not a good player. I think he's a very good footballer. But he's 10. He's not ready, in my opinion, for the disappointment of maybe not making a team. But also, let's say hypothetically he made a team and he played really well. Could you imagine, like, the pressure on him from 11, 12? Oh, geez, Van Embley, he's going to be the next Embley coming through. Like, I just.
But is that bad? Is that a bad thing?
Well, maybe it's not. But for me, I just don't think that he needs to have that at 10. had no exposure at all until I pretty much got drafted to the AFL.
I know, but now you are coming up against other kids who are doing it from, you know, really young age.
No, I get that.
Age.
And I get that. And I'll support the kids. Let them go and enjoy it.
But you don't want them to get behind, do you?
They won't get behind. They won't get behind. But if they want to play AFL one day, then, yep, absolutely go and support them. But I don't think they need that exposure at this young age.
Fair enough.
All right. Interesting. How are they with their education?
They're like their dad.
Oh.
Room for improvement. It's the end
of the world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.